You hear me now? Y'all didn't have a problem hearing to begin with, did you? Y'all just going to deal with me this morning. I'm a little off kilter. Yesterday morning, I got to get in the baby class and stay with them all day long. Pre-K. Does that have to be answered? Yes, I had a blast. Brother Roy said he recalls. We had a great time. And this morning, my heart is full. My heart is full. We had 9 kids in that nursery loving Jesus. Me and Brother Hayden Nolan knows we're not equipped to run no daycare. Can I get a witness? We ain't equipped. We just ain't equipped. We was talking about what we feed our babies, and Sister Megan knew this was going to come up. Brandy come home and says, what's Ryder had to eat all day? I said, well, when I watch him, he had a Debbie cake for breakfast, lunch and supper and Debbie cake. He ain't supposed to have that. He got to have some meat. He can't always live on sweets. And Sister Megan agreed and said, no, you don't need to be feeding them Debbie cakes. That's not good for him. Well, this got me 43 years. Amen. But let me tell you the highlight of my day. And this is where this message is coming from. It's going to come out of Acts chapter 17. But yesterday, I've been studying here as well, just in my private study. And yesterday, I was in Sister Molly's and Brother Aaron's class. We'd done been into only, we only went to 2 classes. We went to my wife's and Kaylee's, and it was great. We had a great time in there. And the kids wasn't that tired then, but by the time we got in there, they was wore out. About like you are right now. Friday night and Saturday night, nothing hinders you from getting to the house of God. You're ready to go. Man, I'm telling you what. But come Sunday morning, it is just hard to get up and go. And as we got in that class, we walked in, I looked at Sister Molly and I said, it better be good. It better be upbeat because these kids are about ready to give up and get out. And she got in there and she got to teaching, and when she got done, she's saying, the title of my message this morning is Jesus Loves Me. And she said, can I have everybody's attention? You know how she talks. So she had my attention at the get-go. You hear me? Can I have everybody's attention? And all them kids are going crazy, and it's not really wanting to pay attention. They've been doing that all day long. And I told them I can't get mad at them. They just act like their parents. If you don't like the way your kids act, then you're the one who raised them. Mom was in the room, and I didn't like how he was acting. And she said, can I have y'all's attention? Hey, can I have y'all's attention? She wasn't getting loud or aggravated at him. I'm thinking, where's this coming from? She says, can I have your attention? And they all look at her, and I'm thinking, you better get it right now. Because after 10 minutes, you've lost them. And she said, we're going to sing, Jesus Loves Me. You ready? Sister Molly, stand up. Sister Molly, are you ready? Let's do it. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Thank you. Every one of them kids sit there. There's a holy hush comes over them kids that's in pre-K. You say they're too young to know what Jesus is about. They're too young. Train up a child in the way they should go, but make sure you're going in the same direction. When you're training them, make sure you're going in the same direction the Bible's teaching them to go. Hey, I'm telling you what, holy hush, come on them kids. They sat there. They was paying attention. And we got done. She said, we're good. We're done. Them kids got up and walked out of that room. They was in full attention, understanding what the Holy Spirit had just come down and met with us in that room. And this morning I want to share with you that Jesus loves you. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, this I know, not because my feelings tell me so, not because my friends tell me so, not because what I got in the bank account tells me so, not because of what I'm doing tells me so. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Psalm chapter number 30, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. We'll have a baptism this morning, so we'll be brief, and we'll just preach, thus saith the Word of God. The Bible says in Psalm 30, verse number 1, I will extol thee, brag, praise, whatever you want to do. I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, and I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of His, and give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness. For His anger endureth but for a moment, and in His favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And in my prosperity I said, I shall never be moved. Lord, by thy favor thou hast made the mountains to stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. I cried to thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood? When I go down to the pit, shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. Thou hast turned from me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent, O Lord my God. I will give thanks unto thee forever. Father, I love you and I thank you for this morning. I thank you for the sweet Holy Ghost that's in this house this morning, Father. Lord, I pray for the next few moments that you would sit down amongst us in a mighty way, Father, for the one that's lost, that you would save them. For the one that is backslidden, that you'd bring them back. For the one this morning that has lost the joy of their salvation, I pray you'd give it back to them, Father. The one that just really, I don't care attitude, I pray you'd give them a caring attitude, Father. Lord God, the one that walked in with a stinking attitude, I pray they'd walk out with gratitude, Father. Lord God, I pray you'd search my heart, my mind, and my thoughts, and if any of that be in my life, I pray you'd remove it and give me an attitude like them kids yesterday morning, Father, just to understand that Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Father, lead us throughout this day. Have your will and way. Guard my throat, my thoughts. Let it all be about you. I ask it in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people said, amen. You may be seated this morning. And Jesus loves me. As we come here this morning, oh David, King David, he knew that Jesus loved him. He knew above everything and everybody that Jesus loved him. Do you know this morning that Jesus loves you above everything that you've ever done? Anything that you've ever done wrong, anything that you've ever done right, no matter where you've been or what you've done, Jesus loves you this morning. Hey, don't you get caught up in nothing this morning but that Jesus loves me this I know, for the Bible tells me so. I want to take you just on a little journey here in 12 verses and show you how the psalmist knew that Jesus loved him. As we look in verse number 1, he says, I will extol thee, or I will praise thee. I'm going to brag on you this morning. And I want to give you about 5 areas in the Word of God here where he bragged on what God had done in his life. And as I share these 5 with you, if you've got anything to brag about or anything to share this morning, I want you to say amen. Amen. Hey, if God has done anything in your life, hey, it's time to give him praise. Amen. Hey, the Bible says this morning, I will extol thee, or I will brag on thee, O Lord, for cause you have number 1, lifted me up. Hey, have you ever felt down and out and in the dumps and I didn't know what to do and your joy felt depleted and you felt dry and you felt empty and you felt like you was at the end of yourself, and then the sweet Holy Ghost of heaven came down and he kissed you on the neck and kissed you on the cheek and told you everything's going to be alright, and he set you in a room with 9 little babies that knew, hey, that Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. For friends, this morning he has lifted me up. I'm not who I used to be. I'm not where I used to be. Can I get an amen? Hey, as he's ever lifted you up, give him an amen right now. Hey, you've been down and out. You've been at the bottom and you ain't been at the spout where the glory runs out, and all of a sudden the sweet Holy Ghost comes by and he lifts you up. You're tired of church. You're tired of church people and you're tired of working in the church, and all of a sudden he puts you in a nursery with 9 little old babies and he reaches down from heaven and he lifts you up from where you're at, and you understand it's greater than you and it's bigger than you. and he reaches down and touches you. The psalmist said, he has lifted me up and has made me to my foes to rejoice over me. Hey, this morning, have you ever been lifted up? Have you ever had down spirits and you need to be lifted up? Hey, this morning, I want you to know I'm ready to dance, ain't you? Hey, I'm ready to sing and shout and dance around and give God glory this morning. Amen. Oh, he says this morning, number one, Jesus loves me because he's lifted me up. This morning, if you're down, get with Jesus. He'll lift you up. Amen. Get off Facebook. Get away from your friends. Get along with Jesus for a little bit. He'll lift you up. Woo, glory. Let me show you number two. If he's ever lifted you up, give him an amen. 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 Let me give you number two right here. Somebody may get amen out of this. Man, that's blessed my heart. He has lifted me up and has made my foes to rejoice over me. Oh, Lord, my God, I cried unto thee and thou hast healed me. Not only has he lifted me up, but he's healed me. Man, there's a time in my life I was sin sick, sin. For all sin to come short of the glory of God, headed to hell, I'm telling you. And when he lifted me up, he didn't only lift me up, but he healed me. You say, preacher, what did he do to you? He healed my old broken spirit. He cleansed my old broken heart and made it new. Gave me a new heart. Took out that old stony heart and put a new heart in. He says this. He said, he has healed me. Hey, I was sin sick. I was dead in my trespasses and sin. And he healed me. You know what King David said? He said, I know what it is to be lifted up, and I know what to be healed. This morning, I want to ask you a question. Has God ever healed you in your life? Has he ever healed you? Hey, have you ever been healed from a broken spirit? Something you didn't think you could ever get over. Something you thought you was going to have to live with all the days of your life. You thought every day of your life, I'm going to have to put up with this. I'm going to have to listen to it. I'm going to have to hear it. And I don't know what I'm going to do. And I don't know how I'm going to get out. And all of a sudden, the sweet Holy Ghost of heaven, it comes by like a wind. The Bible says it's like a mighty rushing wind, Brother Hagin. And it blows in on you, and it comes in, and it lifts you up from where you're at, and it puts a healing on you. Hey, that old broken spirit ain't like it used to be. It's done got healed. You got a little pep in your step. Hey, when you thought you was done, you thought you was out and cast out, no good, rotten. And all of a sudden, that Holy Ghost comes by and it breathes on that neck. And you come alive. Some of y'all don't know what I'm talking about, but he's in here this morning. He'll come right by and breathe right on that neck. Let me give you this morning. He said, oh, Lord, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. He said he won't only lift you up, but he'll heal you. Oh, let me show you something else he says in the text. Oh, Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Number three, there it is. Not only will he lift you up and he'll heal you, but he's going to bring you out of that grave. There ain't no grave going to hold this body down. He'll bring you up out of that grave that you're in this morning. This morning, if you feel like you're being covered up by the weight of this world, let me tell you, Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. I see, number one, he can lift you up. Number two, he can heal you. Number three, he can bring your soul up from that grave. He can bring you out of that grave of despair and what you're in and lift you up and make something out of your life. You don't have to be where you are right now. Boy, I thank God for that this morning, don't you? Let me show you something else, number four. Sure, here. And has kept me alive. You ever got around somebody and said, I wished I was dead. I'd just soon die. I can't stand living. I don't know my purpose. I'm useless. I'd be better off dead. I'm tired of living. You ever been around somebody like that? You know why? Because they forgot something. Sister Molly, what is it? Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. See, when you forget that, you'll be trying to lift your own self up. You'll be trying to heal your own self. You'll be trying to get your own self out of the mess that you're in. And you'll even try to keep your own self alive. And you can't breathe, run, live, do nothing without Jesus Christ. He is the air that I breathe. He is the pep that's in my step. He is what I need in my life. He keeps them alive. They said that the Navy SEALs, and I want you to get this morning. They said the Navy SEALs, they'd take them out to San Diego out there on the beach out there. And they'd put them through a week called Hell Week. And I want you to know there's some of you in here this morning. You've been been through that in your life. You've never been in the Navy SEALs, but when you got saved, you enlisted into the God's army. Can I get an amen? You enlisted into God's army. You're not enlisted into a daycare or a bunch of wimps. You've enlisted in to be a man of God and a woman of God that'll stand adversity. And when your family's going to the wayside and everything around you's not going right, you stand and say, for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. They said they'd take them out there and they'd get a group of men out there and women and they'd put it on them. I'm telling you, they'd run them all hours of the night and all morning. They wouldn't give them no food, no water, very little bit. And they'd just keep on and on and on and on, Brother Garrett. And they'd keep on and on and on. And they got to the point they think they was going to die. And you know what the drill instructor would do? You know what he would do? He was just like old Satan. He'd get right in their ear and he'd get telling them, you know what you can do? You're at this point in your life and you're about ready to give up and you'd soon be dead than alive. And you know what that old drill sergeant would do? He'd come up in there and he'd say, all you got to do is quit. All you got to do is give up. All you got to do is throw the towel in. All you got to do is give up and get out, and there's a warm bed waiting on you. There's food right over there. All you got to do is give up. You don't have to keep on. Hey, you'd be better off if you'd go somewhere else. Hey, you'd be better off if you was doing something else. Hey, I want you to know you can get out of this mess if you'll just give up. He said there'd be a bale over there. And when they get going, they had all they could take. And they couldn't take no more. You know what they'd do? And I'm looking at some people that you've had all you can take and you can't take no more. You think you're at the finish line. You'd rather be dead than alive. He said all you got to do is go over there and ring that bell 3 times. And when you ring that bell, all the pain, all the pressure, and everything is over. And all you got to do is go over there and ring the bell. And you know what they would do? They would get up and they'd get walking that way. And their buddies would get hollering at them, don't do it. It ain't worth it. Don't you quit. Don't stop. It ain't worth it. You won't never be nothing in life. Please don't quit. This morning as your pastor, I'm begging you, please don't quit. Please don't throw in the towel. Don't give up. It's worth it all one day. Amen. Because you want to be a soldier for Jesus Christ. They said that man, he'd get walking over there and that drill instructor would tell him, say, go ahead and quit, son. It's going to be good. Quit. 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 You know what old devil's doing to Jake Gutter? Quit. It's okay. Quit. That baby don't know yet that you're a preacher. Quit before it comes out. Quit before she comes out. Get out of church before she comes out so nobody will know. Hey, you just got saved. Go ahead and quit. Give up. Get out. Hey, you're too old. Quit. Quit coming to church. Get out. That's what he's telling them. You'll be better if you'll just quit. And all of a sudden, that's what drill instructors tell them. And they've had all they can take. And they said, I won't live if I stay here. You know what they do? They lift them on self up. And they get out of the mess they're in. And they get walking toward that bell. And somebody in the background's hollering, don't quit. Don't quit. Jesus loves you. This I know. For the Bible tells me so. You know what? If I'm going to quit preaching, I might as well tell them nine little babies in that classroom that Jesus ain't worth it. When you quit church, you quit living for God, go ahead and tell your grandkids and your kids it ain't worth it. You say, preacher, I'm not giving up on nobody but myself. Go ahead and tell your grandkids it ain't worth it. When you lay out on Sunday night and Wednesday night, go ahead and tell your grandkids, you tell them anyway, it ain't worth it. It ain't worth it. It ain't as important. It ain't as important as I told you it was. It ain't as important. And said that man to get walking over there, man, he's not a Navy SEAL because he's quitting. He's not a soldier in the Army because he's quitting. He'd rather have it easy than go through anything. And he'd take himself and he'd get walking over there. And when he ring that bell, ding, 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 that drilling sergeant that said, hey, quit. It'd be better anyway. You know what he says? Hey, boys, you know what he is? He's a quitter. He's a quitter. He thinks he's got it better now. He's just lost it all. This morning, let me tell you something. Don't you quit because you don't want to lose it all. You don't want to lose it all. Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Look here, he said, keep alive that I should not go down to the pit. You know why he's breathing on you this morning? He's keeping you out of a devil's hell and he's keeping me out by the blood of Jesus Christ. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourself, but it is a gift of God. For his anger endureth but for a moment, and his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And let me show you number 5. Look with me, if you will, to verse number 11. I love this. 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 I'm talking to somebody here this morning. I know I am. Because I didn't know how close I was to quitting. You don't know how close you are to quitting until you get close to the quitting line. Can I get a witness? You ever going to quit at work? So I quit. And the boss is like, yeah, come on, man. You need to stay. I'm done. I'm done with this mess. Yeah. Come on, man. It's going to be all right. I tell you what you need to do. You just need to cool down. Relax a little bit. It's going to be all right. And once you cool down and think about it, it wasn't worth quitting, was it? It wasn't worth quitting. But when you're ready to quit, most time you're mourning. You done got old pitiful me. Look what I'm in. He can't heal me. He can't lift me up. He can't keep me from all this going on in life. He can't. Yes, he can. How do you know, preacher? Because the Bible tells me so. There's been battles that's come to me and my wife. Let me tell you. If I went to anybody in this room, you'd tell me, I'd probably quit that. You better hang it up. It's going to get worse. But I keep reading this old King James Bible. And it keeps telling me that Jesus loves me. This I know. For the Bible tells me so. There's a lot of things in life I quit by the power of God. But there's one thing I never want to quit, Brother Eric Carruth. And that's being a child of God. I don't want to throw it in. Come too far now to throw in. Come too far now to get my opinions and my feelings in the way. He didn't put his feelings in the way and his opinions in the way when he went to the cross. He went to the cross to die for me because he loved me. If you're in here this morning and you're lost, I want you to be saved this morning. He said, preacher, I got to do so much to get saved. No, you don't. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourself, but it is a gift of God. I can't live it. You never will live it. I want you to come on and get saved. Preacher, I can't handle it. You can't never handle it. I want you to go ahead and give in to it. It's by his grace, his mercy. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Well, I don't know scripture. I don't know. That ain't a qualification. You know what a qualification is? Whosoever wants to be lifted up, wants to be loved on, wants to have a life that's full of joy. Come to Jesus. Jesus loves you. This I know. Because the Bible tells me so. And I'm going to tell you where I get. My wife will vouch for this. There's times I get mourning. The other day we was out there putting that tent up. She's sitting in the nursery looking out the window. You know I was going here. One of the elders of the church, I love him dearly, Brother Harold Cantrell. Hey, I don't know if he set me up on purpose or what. But she just sat down in the recliner in the nursery to look out the window. And Brother Harold said, Brother BJ, give me that sledgehammer. Take you a little break. Not knowing she's watching me. She said, I can't believe you let Brother Harold, that's had heart surgery, that's older than you. And I'm like, he told me to give him the sledgehammer. I don't believe that. Well, he did. And all them men sitting there watching me not do nothing. And somebody else is doing what I'm supposed to do. Does that speak volumes to anybody? Everybody else knows what I'm supposed to be doing, but I'm letting somebody else carry the load. Let me tell you, watch how you mourn and watch how you weep and watch how you moan and groan, because somebody's watching you. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Look with me in verse, if you will, verse number 11. Thou hast, he said, number one, you've lifted me up. Number two, you've healed me. Number three, you brought me up from the grave. Number four, you kept me alive. There's some of y'all here should done be dead. Count myself. John Stidham, you should be dead. Brother Harold, you should be dead. Not everybody makes it from a heart attack. Some of these mamas had babies in here. You should done be dead. You know what? The hand of God's been on you. He's kept you alive. Brother Jim, you've been sick. God's hand's been on you. Brother Wilson, you've been bad sick. God's hand's been on you. When I go around this room, Brother Bradley, you, by your testimony, you should be dead. God's hand's on you, son. Not for us to give up and get out and quit, but to get strong in what God's called us to do. So, preacher, how do I do that? Thou hast turned from me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness. You got to put off that mourning. You got to get to dancing. You got to get to dancing. Well, everybody ain't going to like it. No, they ain't going to like it. You know why they ain't going to like it? Because they didn't like it when David danced. You know what David was talking about here when he danced? They was moving the Ark of the Covenant, and they got to the threshold. The Ark of the Covenant went to fall. Uzzah put up his hand to stop it, and it killed him. David was upset because he had lost somebody. And he said, God, why can your anger be kindled against us? Why? You don't know what I'm going through? And in 2 Samuel, you know what he said? Here's what David said. He said, you don't know the anger that, you don't know what we're going through? Do you not love us? But when the Ark of the Covenant come to where it was supposed to be, that's the Spirit of the Lord. When it got right with David, you know what David did? He started dancing. He started dancing. He started dancing around loving Jesus. And said some that saw him didn't like it because he was dancing. But folks, let me say, when God's done something in your life, you're going to dance. There's some of you who need to start dancing in your life and realize, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Bad things are going to come your way, but we don't serve a bad God. We serve a good God. This morning, if you need to be lifted up, he's here. If you're at the point you say, preacher, I just don't know, he's here to lift you up, love you up, hold you up, help you all the days of your life. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. I wonder who this morning is ready to ring the bell. You're at the point in your life, it'd just be better just to quit. He's kept you alive for a reason. And that's to worship him, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Somebody's watching you. Mama Hayes got baptized 2 weeks ago. Let me tell you, somebody's watching you. Mama Hayes got baptized 2 weeks ago. Praise God, amen. How do you feel? Do you feel like dancing? You can't do that in church. Yes, you can if you want to. Just take you a stroll on around. It'll be all right. Anybody says something, just holler at me. But because of her obedience, let me give you this. He's kept her alive. She says, I have no purpose. I got nothing. I don't have. Yes, you do. 80-something-year-old woman goes through the baptismal waters. Then I get a phone call. Get a text. People talking. Then I come in next Sunday. Miss Joe back here, Barnes. Wave your hand, Miss Joe. Look at her waving. Look at her waving. Just how pretty. She got an ugly husband, but a pretty wife. Amen. Hey, I can do that. I can do that. Me and him's friends. He didn't take it personal. I can do that. I love him. He loves me. He says the same thing about me. See, there you done got offended. Every one of us is married up. Amen. Men, we've all married up. Let me tell you, we've all married. If you think you're the best one in the relationship looking, you've all married up. Let me tell you what she did. She said, preacher, I have no excuse to be baptized now. I said, why? She said, if she can do it, I can do it. This morning, you say, preacher, I can't live the Christian life. No, you can't. But he can live it through you because Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. You never know. You not quitting, who's this encouraging beside you? You not quitting. You not ring the bell and quit and got out is encouraging somebody. And you never know who it might be. This morning, if you're at the place in your life and you said, preacher, does he love me? I don't care what you've done last night. But God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, he died for us. Not when you got saved, not when you got right, not when you got, no. But God commended his love toward us that while we were yet sinners, he died for us. Sister D-Lo, let's sing something. I'm going to ask you to stand. I'm going to ask you to bow your head and close your eyes. Right where you're at this morning. Nobody looking around. Nobody, it ain't nobody's business what's going on in this room. And I want you to think this morning, man, I can't remember the last time I know God lifted me up. I can't remember the last time he has loved me to death. I can't remember, preacher. But preacher, this morning, I need a touch from heaven. Preacher, I need a touch. I just need a touch this morning. If that's you, would you raise your hand up? Preacher, I just need a touch this morning. I need a touch from heaven. I don't need a touch from... I need a touch straight, man. Thank you for your honesty. And if you're in here this morning, you say, preacher, I'm about ready to ring the bell. I'm about tired. I'm wore out. I'm at the end of me. And I need a touch. I need to quit mourning and start dancing. If that's you, would you raise your hand? Praise God. Praise God. With every head bowed and every eyes closed, we're going to start singing. And if you need a touch from God, I'm going to ask you to come to this altar if you would. And I'm going to ask God to touch you in a mighty way. I'm going to ask God this morning to touch every hand that was raised. Lord God, right now, give them everything that they need in their life to stay alive and to turn that mourning into dancing. Lord, I love you and I thank you that from the mouth of babes, from a Sunday school teacher that just sung, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. It's in Jesus' holy, precious name. Amen.